Things we work really hard in our town to make sure everything's clean and vibrant, and you know, we've got lots of projects on the go at the minute with, you know, murals and all those wonderful things. But if you look around the town and you look at that detail, there's infrastructure in place around the town, like our road signs. Some of them are hanging off the posts. We've got signs you can't actually read because they are so old and, you know, sun damaged. We've got lines on the roads that are, the yellow lines are practically non-existent, directional lines on the road that have practically faded away. And it's very frustrating because, you know, I know myself as well as Drew Creek, you know, we've both flagged this up over the years, but it never seems to go anywhere. And it's normally a budget issue. Oh, we don't have the budget to do this. Again, I know, I appreciate, you know, we have limitations with budgets, but when it comes down to safety, vehicle safety and pedestrian safety, it's just not good enough. And I think, you know, there should be budgets that are in place to do these things. It's almost like, you know, we get infrastructure put in. And again, I've had a very recent conversation with Open Reach about their green boxes, and now they're now talking to us, which is fab. Infrastructure, let's put it in, but then let's leave it. And 10 years later, that infrastructure is in such poor condition that it makes our town centres not just dangerous, but also very ugly, because we don't want to see broken road signs and green boxes covered in graffiti.
You mentioned there Open Reach and conversations are happening. What other organisations need to sit up and listen?
Well, I mean, highways are my concern at the minute because, you know, we're not just talking signage. We're talking signage. We're talking yellow lines, white directional signs, and just the general potholes. Gover Lane is a really good example. So we've been talking to the businesses on Gover Lane probably for 2 years now, if not longer. And last year, there were so many potholes and issues with that road that it was at a high priority level last year. But this year, it's still not been done. It's now dropped in priority. So the likelihood of it being fixed this year is probably non-existent again. And it's just not good enough. You know, you've got disabled lines. You've got yellow lines. The parking up the Crescent is poor. And we have multiple locations. Another good area that I know a member of one of the bid shops has commented to me on, Wesley Yard. They have done numerous reports on the reported link to Cornwall Council highways that there are cars parked near Wesley Yard. It creates pedestrian issues where people are being very close to being knocked over on that corner. But they just get reference numbers and more reference numbers and nothing comes of it. Well, you know, it's not good enough. Somebody's going to get hurt. Is that when they're going to do something?
Is there anything that individuals can be doing to support this?
There's a report it link on Cornwall Council website. So any road issues, pavement issues, you can go on there, click the link and put in a report about that particular issue. Again, you'll probably get a reference number. And my challenge is, if we get a reference number, what are they going to do about it? Because at the minute, it seems like nothing happens.